Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing on our journey, we had started with what happens to a person before death, and then at the time of death, and then when a person is placed in the qabr, and then on the day of judgment. Now we move on to another phase, very, very beautiful phase, the physical and spiritual pleasures of Jannat. The physical and spiritual pleasures of Jannat. Like a person that is going for an exotic holiday, and before the holiday he goes for a tour, a virtual tour of that holiday. In other words, before he goes, he's looking at the pictures and he's looking at the scenes, etc. And this, we don't take pleasures from these type of holidays, but just to understand the excitement that is growing in his heart, in his mind, that holiday date is coming, and these are the amenities, and these are the facilities, and these are the hotels, and these are the places we're going to visit, this is the itinerary. So all that is creating excitement, and as the days are getting closer towards the holiday, this person's excitement is increasing. So for a believer who has yakin on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we hear these words of Rasulullah sallam describing Jannat, it should increase that shauq and the desire for Jannat. And this, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store, that really we don't know. Therefore the ayat of the Quran, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ, that no person knows what delight of the eyes has been concealed for the people of Jannah. No person knows, it's concealed. What we are reading here and what we are understanding, it's just a glimpse for our little understanding. When a person goes in Jannah, then only he'll appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept as far as the beauty and as far as the enjoyment of Jannah is concerned. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى أعددت لعبادي الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر وقرأوا إن شئتم فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah Ta'ala has said. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah Ta'ala has said, this is called a hadithi qudsi. Hadithi qudsi is where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now reporting something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. What Allah Pak has said, I prepared for my righteous servants such bounties which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor did it pass the heart of any human. If you want, you may read this verse because it affirms this. No person knows what delight of the eyes has been concealed for the people of Jannah. And Anas radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lu anna imra'atan min nisa'i ahli al-jannah ittala'at ila al-ard la'adha'at ma baynahuma wa lamala'at ma baynahuma riha wa lanasifuha ala ra'siha khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if just a single woman of Jannah were to peek down on earth, she were just to peek down on earth, look down onto earth, she will illuminate the entire distance between the earth and the heavens and fill it with fragrance. Can you imagine what perfume, what beautiful perfume? If she had to just peek down, look down, she'll illuminate the entire distance between the earth and the heavens and fill it with fragrance. The scarf which is on her head, the beauty of the scarf, just the scarf. You know, in this world, how many different colored scarves you get, how many different fabrics you get, how many different materials you get, that the ladies are experts in. But here this hadith is saying, the scarf which is on her head is better than the world and whatever it contains. Just the scarf is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. Can you imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in Jannah? And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن في الجنة شجرة يسير الراكب في ظلها مئة عام ولا يقطعها. The things of this world, really when compared to the things of akhirat, are like artificial. You know, when you see something that's artificial, you see one artificial plant, one artificial tree, one artificial rose, a person who knows about plants, who knows about trees, will tell you immediately that this is artificial, it's got no value. When a person sees the things of Jannah, the sizes of the things, the beauty, the glitter and everything around, everything in this dunya will feel like it was artificial. Everything. So here this hadith is just explaining one tree in Jannah. What is the condition and what is the quality of one tree in Jannah? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a tree in Jannah whose shade a rider will ride for 100 years, but he will not cover its distance. So big is this. See, that a rider, horse rider, he'll ride and ride 100 years journey, but he won't cover the distance of that tree. Can you imagine what beautiful tree that must be? You actually make the best tree of this world look like it's artificial, look like a toy. Such a big tree, such a beautiful tree. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أول زمرة تدخل الجنة على صورة القمر ليلة البدر والذين يلونهم كأشد كوكب دري في السماء إضاءة قلوبهم على قلب رجل واحد لا اختلاف بينهم ولا تباغض لكل امرئ منهم زوجتان من الحور العين يرى مخ سوقهن من وراء العظم واللحم من الحسن. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first group, the first jamaat to enter Jannah will be in the form of the full moon. In other words, bright and beautiful like the full moon. This will be the first jamaat to enter Jannah. May Allah Pak make us from this first jamaat that enters Jannah. And those who are on the level after them will be like the brightest star. All their hearts will be like the heart of one person, in the sense that there will be no disunity amongst them, no mutual hatred. What this means is that you'll find a person, no person hates himself, no person has jealousy for himself, no person has got any kind of enmity for himself. Why? Because one heart, either he loves himself or he loves others also, but no person can hate himself. See, I got jealousy for myself. So this is what he's saying, is all the hearts of the people will be like the heart of one person, in the sense that there will be no disunity amongst them, no mutual hatred. The person can't say, I got disunity with myself. It's not possible. He's got one heart, he can't have disunity with himself. There will be so much of unity there in Jannah, that every person will be like the heart of one person. Everyone will be like sharing the same heart. Every person will be like the heart, all their hearts will be like the heart of one person, in the sense that there will be no disunity amongst them, no mutual hatred. And imagine the love that will be amongst the people of Jannah. No hatred, no jealousy, like one heart. Each man from amongst them will have two doe-eyed damsels, two hoors. The marrow, now this is explaining the beauty of them, the marrow of their shanks, in other words, the marrow of their calves, will be visible through the bone and flesh on account of their captivating beauty. So beautiful that you'll be able to see through their skin also. The marrow also will be so beautiful. The marrow of their shanks, of their calves, will be visible through their bone and flesh on account of their captivating beauty. So beautiful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it. You can actually see through also, even through the bone, you can see through the marrow. So beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the woman of Jannah. عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أهل الجنة يأكلون فيها ويشربون ولا يدفلون ولا يبولون ولا يمتخطون. In this world, the person eats and he drinks and he enjoys, still there's some concern in the back of his head that I mustn't have too much of sugar, my sugar levels will go up, or my pressure levels will go up if I eat the wrong thing. He's got that concern. Or if I eat too much or I drink too much, I need to run to the toilet, I need to go and relieve myself. So there's always that concern. So this also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is making such. It's telling us what Allah Pak has kept for us in Jannah as far as the eating is concerned. You don't even have that concern. The sugar will go up, pressure will go up, I need to go to the toilet. So this is what this hadith is speaking about. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people of Jannah will eat and drink in it, but they will neither need to spit, neither need to urinate, nor will they need to pass stool, nor will they need to defecate. So no need to spit also, no need to urinate, no need to defecate. You can just enjoy and enjoy and enjoy. No need to even relieve oneself. So much of enjoyment Allah Pak has kept in Jannah. One of the reasons why people need to relieve themselves in this world is to take out all the dirt from the body. The food of Jannah is so pure that doesn't matter how much a person is eating and enjoying, it's so pure food there that there's no need to take out any dirt from the body. Perfectly clean, perfectly pure, no need to even relieve oneself. We'll do one more hadith. And Abi Sa'id radiallahu anhu anna Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal yunadi munadin inna lakum an tasihu فَلَا تَسْقَمُوا أَبَدًا وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيُوا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبَدًا وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَشِبُّوا فَلَا تَهْرَمُوا أَبَدًا وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَنْعَمُوا فَلَا تَيْأَسُوا أَبَدًا. In this world, the person knows that he's young now, But this youth never remains forever. If you ask any old person, he'll tell you how quickly that youth just passed. Ask a healthy person, ask a person that is sick, he'll tell you how quick his health had passed. Ask a person that is terminally ill now, he'll tell you how quickly that good piece of his life and the health that he enjoyed, so quickly it went away. But Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us glad tidings that the person in Jannah, this fear also of losing that health, this fear of losing that youth, this fear of losing that enjoyment, that fear also is taken away. Person doesn't fear losing anything valuable in this world. If possible, I can lose it. If possible, you can destroy it. This thing in itself will become old and worn out. But that fear in Jannah of something wearing out, getting old, that enjoyment waning away, that fear also is taken away. So this is what this hadith is saying. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a caller will announce, the decree has been issued, the hukam, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been issued. What decree? That you will remain healthy forever. Never will you fall ill. You will remain alive without having to die. You will remain youthful forever without turning old. You will remain in comfort forever without having to experience any hardship. So this announcer will announce that this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that these are the beauties that you will enjoy. You will remain alive, you will never have to die. You will remain youthful forever without turning old. You will remain in comfort without having to experience any hardship. And this person, once hearing this, now the enjoyment increases even more. Because now everything will remain forever and forever and forever. There is no finishing off of any of these enjoyments. This gives us just a glimpse of the beauties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us in Jannah. Therefore, a person who is intelligent will strive towards Jannah and strive towards those things that will bring him closer and take him towards Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the people of Jannah, inshaAllah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.